Defense Secretary James Mattis is getting down to business. He begins his work with initiatives aimed at the Defense Department's own organization. One targets waste, while the other sets up new offices required by law. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni joins me with more. And so he's not just concerned with matters of global diplomacy and military deployment, but he's looking inside the five walls of the Pentagon.
That's right. And these memos are actually something that has been required by law. But what's interesting about the memos is the timing that he's doing these tasks that have been assigned to him. The Congress just recently passed the 2017 Defense Authorization Act, and Mattis is already getting underway on the requirements in that. Obviously this is a 1,600-page bill or law now, but the fact that he's doing this right at the beginning of his tenure instead of waiting until it's required to do shows how important it is to him.
And so what are some of the things he's got to do?
Sure. So one of the big things that he has to do is get rid of waste in the military services. If you think about the military services, a lot of them are very stovepiped, and they're doing the exact same thing in the Navy as they are in the Air Force. He says we can horizontally just make that a joint kind of thing instead of having everyone just make their own brand every single time. So what he's doing is creating a cross-functional team. That's teams of people that are from all parts of the Defense Department. So there's a guy from the janitorial staff all the way up to the senior leadership, and a guy from finance, marketing, communications, everything you can think of. And that kind of cuts down on the stovepiping when you're looking down just one side of everyone's on the same team. You finally have different diverse opinions to pull at those different strings of things that you're not used to getting rid of or to thinking about.
I guess that's an interesting idea because you mentioned marketing and advertising, and each of the military services, each of the armed services has its own advertising campaign.
That's right.
And you'd want to keep those unique because the Army has a different way of recruiting than the Air Force and so on. But it seems like they could possibly combine the contract at least and get a good price and still maintain that individuality in what particular programs the contractor puts out for them.
Sure, and there's a million different things that they can cut and consolidate, but we're not exactly positive on what's going to be cut or consolidated. We won't know this until the 2019 cycle for programming comes in. That's when the Deputy Defense Secretary needs to show up with the actual results of these teams.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni, and what are the really big waste issues that the Defense Department has?
Well, the GAO's come out with, the Government Accountability Office has come out with a lot of high-risk list kind of things the Defense Department needs to work on, but there's no shortage of things that they can cut and consolidate. The former Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, Michelle Flournoy, she had a few ideas.
In total, if you add in the defense agencies, you have 240,000 people, excluding contractors, who in a cost of $113 billion, it's almost 20% of the DoD budget. And this is not just a matter of inefficiency. It's also a matter of effectiveness. When you go out into the private sector, there's case after case where you document that bloated headquarters, slow decision-making, push too many decisions up the chain rather than resolving them at the lowest possible level, incentivize risk-averse behaviors, undermine organizational performance, and compromise agility.
And that was former Defense Secretary, Undersecretary for Policy, Michelle Flournoy. And that really gets at the horizontal consolidation that Defense Department can do. When you're in one, you're looking through the lens of one division, it's really easy to say, oh, we can't get rid of that, we can't get rid of this, because you want to keep getting that money coming in and not consolidate. And Arnold Pernaro, he's on the Defense Business Board, he also kind of sees that waste that is going on in Defense Department. We have a clip of him, too.
The growth in defense infrastructure has been continuous. The tendency has been to add rather than subtract. As we have added more staff, more layers, and more infrastructure, we have slowed the decision process, expanded the number of players, and made the overall system more risk-averse at a time when we need to take more risk and make quicker decisions. If we wait for certainty, we will have waited too long and imperiled our warfighting forces as they continue to decrease. We must distinguish between working hard and working well. And with the fiscal pressures we face, with the strategic challenges erupting all around us, with the operational demands accumulating on the force, We can no longer afford the luxury of a growing imbalance between what we must feel operationally and what we feel managerially. We need to generate more combat power from our military in strength and the fiscal resources associated with it, not less. And today we are fielding less in what I have called the ever-shrinking fighting force.
And that was Defense Business Board member Arnold Pinheiro talking about the waste in the Defense Department.
And Scott, there's another memo that works on restructuring the Defense Department. Tell us what's going on with that one.
Sure. Well, Congress also was looking a lot into the acquisition side of things, and also cybercoms becoming a combatant command in itself instead of being a subcombatant command. So Mattis is creating task force to look into how the acquisition department can be cut into two. One that's going to focus on innovation, the other is going to focus on the day-to-day operations and free up some innovation and time for these acquisition officials. And then also is going to look into cybercom, how that's going to actually become its own combatant command. A big part of the Defense Department right now is cyber. Lots of money going into that.
Sounds like Mattis is just warming up.
That's right. We'll see what happens.
Federal News Radio Scott Mossione, thanks so much for that update.
Thank you.
And be sure to check out his story at federalnewsradio.com.